Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/lutheracademy.
It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We like to, as often as we can on Friday, assemble some of the best soundbites in our estimation from the previous week of Issues Etc. broadcast. Just short one-minute things that are drawn from all different guests and subjects. We listen for them throughout the course of the broadcast week, and we write it down, and then on Friday we assemble them, and we play them for you, but the rest is up to you. You are the ones who decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, your reasons are your own. You may agree, disagree. You might find it remarkable for any number of reasons. You might want to hear it again or never hear it again. All are good reasons for picking one of these as Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, and phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio with your vote. Include your city and state. talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. We have made space at our Facebook fan page for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/IssuesETC. We are also giving away the LPR bundle package that goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The first soundbite this week comes from Dr. Robert George of Princeton University. Here he is discussing Dred Scott, the Supreme Court, and same-sex marriage.
We have a historical pattern of judges in the Supreme Court, in particular, usurping the authority of the other branches of government, violating constitutional principle, rendering anti-constitutional principles that then, of course, elected officials have to decide what they will do about. In the case of Dred Scott against Sanford, Lincoln, President Lincoln, in his inaugural address on March 4th, 1861, talking precisely about the Dred Scott decision, simply said he would not treat the principle handed down by the justices in that case as binding on the national government and as binding on him as president, and he refused to do it. And as Lincoln warned, when you empower judges or respect the claims of power of judges to do that kind of thing, to engage in that kind of jurisprudence, you give up Republican government. You abandon democracy. The people will have, and I quote Lincoln here directly, resigned their government into the hands of that eminent tribunal. In other words, government, not only for the people, but by the people, disappears. Now, do we want that? I say we don't. I stand with Lincoln.
That's Dr. Robert George, Princeton University, talking about Dred Scott, the Supreme Court, and their coming decision on same-sex marriage. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, you need to vote for it. 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote. talkback@issuesetc.org. A tweet at IssuesETC. Or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Jeff Mallinson. We were having a conversation on different kinds of mysticism in the church. Here he is on what he called consumerist mysticism in the church.
If we use the definition that I'm working with, which is that of Hermann Zassa, who describes it more as that attempt to manipulate and to coerce a connection to God. The consumerist mystic says, we just need to get people connected to spirituality in a way that they can understand. And so if that means that the sermons have to be about, you know, how to have better finances or how to get your kids to behave, that's somehow going to trick people into a kind of mysticism. It's like hiding the penicillin for a child in applesauce. The hope is that if we can get you to come and learn about parenting, we're going to sneak in a couple little references to a form of the gospel, and then we'll have done our thing. But that form of the gospel is very rarely going to be about preaching Christ crucified and more about just being religious or being a person who has a relationship with God in perhaps a more generic sense. And it is a failure of trust, I think, in the work and the power of the word itself. You could find in the books and the marketing strategists and the consultants, this idea that if you do this, this will follow. And that's partly because they're often selling a package or a program. or some kind of DVDs or books to say, if you take your church on this journey, you are going to thrive the way these other mega churches have thrived.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Jeff Mallinson on consumerist mysticism in the church. Vote for it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Hans Feeney talking about how gay activist Dan Savage has, well, I think I can only call it anti-bullying.
It's funny, as someone who's on the receiving end of beatings that are justified by the Bible, how pansy some people react when you push back.
This is not the speech of a man who's against bullying. If you're against belittling people for who they are and what they believe and what they hold sacred, this is not the way that you talk to people. This is not the way that you treat people. Rather, these are the actions of a guy who's basically been handed a reprogrammed bully terminator and is just rejoicing in being able to unleash it on the kind of people that he thinks are guilty of bullying him. And of course, this is always the irony in the thing, is from his perspective, there's no distinction between a person who believes what the Bible teaches about homosexuality and a person who would physically assault a student who identifies himself as gay. To him, that's exactly the same thing. There's no distinction between a person who would say, this is what I believe, but I would never engage in violence or cruelty towards my neighbor, but this is what I believe God teaches on the issue. To him, there's absolutely no difference, and anyone who's even kind of remotely in that camp needs to get blasted with the bully terminating machine.
Soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney on gay activist Dan Savage's anti-bullying use of the, what do you call it, the anti-bullying terminator. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or visit our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, we're going to play soundbite number four, then it's going to be your opportunity to vote, and phone call voters get to vote first. Soundbite number four comes from Wesley Smith. Here are his thoughts, the lesson to be learned 10 years after Terry Schindler Schiavo's death.
I think what the Terry Schiavo case did was change the dynamic from, I didn't know this was happening, and by this I mean people being intentionally dehydrated to death because they have a significant cognitive disability, to, I support this happening or I don't support this happening. People either accept it and support the idea of dehydrating people to death, or they don't. And what we found out in the struggle over the Terry Schiavo story is that quite a few people in this country, probably the majority, think it's perfectly acceptable to make somebody die slowly over 2 weeks because they have a serious brain injury. And of course, this whole issue of dehydrating people is pushing us toward accepting lethal injections, because if you're going to kill people, why do it slowly rather than quickly? We also have found that people are increasingly accepting the idea that there's such a thing as a human non-person, meaning that somebody like Terry, who has lost significant capacities, should have a lesser moral value than a person like you or me, who would be considered a person because we have cognitive capacities. And you're now seeing arguments in the most notable medical and bioethics journals for killing people like Terry Schiavo for their organs, meaning rather than waiting for people to die to take their organs, if somebody is in that significantly a compromised situation, take their organs while they're still alive, which would, of course, cause their death.
That's Wesley Smith, soundbite number four. The lesson 10 years after Terry Schindler Schiavo. Now it's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You've heard the four soundbites. Your vote will pick which one will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This break is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, March the 13th, ready to take your votes and your calls. Voting for Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your votes will pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after the break.
Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday.
The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is a giant poster of Luther's small catechism. It's perfect for display in your home, Christian day school, or Sunday school. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase the Small Catechism Giant Poster by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, the Small Catechism Giant Poster.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the season of Lent at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the season of Lent, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Folks, there are only two ways that you can receive the much-coveted I Have Issues t-shirt. One is by stopping by and visiting personally at the LPR studios, or the other one, by winning Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, having the best vote. Now is your opportunity to vote and possibly win the LPR bundle package. That's the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad that goes to the listener with the best vote live this Friday afternoon, March the 13th. As we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and vote there. Send us your vote via email, include your city and state, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote via Twitter @issuesetc. Which one will it be? Soundbite number one, Dr. Robert George talking about Dred Scott, the Supreme Court, and their coming decision on same-sex marriage. Soundbite number two, Jeff Mallinson on consumerist mysticism in the church. Soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney on Dan Savage's anti-bullying. Or soundbite number four, Wesley Smith, the lesson 10 years after Terry Schindler Schiavo. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Let's see what Trevor has to say. Trevor is on the line. Hi, Trevor.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well. Which one are you picking?
I'm going to vote for Pastor Feeney. I think it's a really great reminder that the post-modern inclusive movement is not really as tolerant and as inclusive as they seem to be.
All right, Trevor, thank you very much. Let's see what Scott has to say. Scott, thanks for calling.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for Wesley Smith's soundbite. His soundbite brings a chilling reminder that when society chooses to secularize ethics, it can only serve to dehumanize us. We flounder about coming up with false categories of non-human persons, non-person humans, or some other nonsense. We Christians get to say, that is a person for whom Christ died and rose again. Case closed.
Scott, thank you very much. I appreciate your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Mary says she's voting for soundbite number 3. She says, Hans, I'm always accused of being a bully. Mary, thank you very much for your vote as well. Still plenty of time for your vote for and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package on this Friday afternoon. 1-877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, where we've left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is actually a little book in a giant poster. It's the small catechism of 16th century reformer Martin Luther that contains the 6 chief parts. That is, of course, familiar to anyone who was raised in a Lutheran congregation. It is the 10 Commandments, the Creed, the Lord's Prayer, baptism, absolution, and the Lord's Supper. Right there on one big poster to be seen in one glance, and it is a big poster. It comes from Concordia Publishing House. They've revived this tradition of placing the catechism in this easily accessible form. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order one or two of these for your classroom, your home classroom, your church, Sunday school room, Bible classroom. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. It's the small catechism, giant poster, from Concordia Publishing House, The Issues Etc., Book of the Month for March. The winner of Soundbite of the Week this week is Soundbite number 3, Pastor Hans Feeney. Here he is responding to gay activist Dan Savage's anti-bullying bullying.
It's funny, as someone who's on the receiving end of beatings that are justified by the Bible, how pansy-ass some people react when you push back.
This is not the speech of a man who's against bullying. If you're against belittling people for who they are and what they believe and what they hold sacred, this is not the way that you talk to people. This is not the way that you treat people. Rather, these are the actions of a guy who's basically been handed a reprogrammed bully terminator and is just rejoicing in being able to unleash it on the kind of people that he thinks are guilty of bullying him. And of course, this is always the irony in the thing, is from his perspective, there's no distinction between a person who believes what the Bible teaches about homosexuality and a person who would physically assault a student who identifies himself as gay. To him, that's exactly the same thing. There's no distinction between a person who would say, this is what I believe, but I would never engage in violence or cruelty towards my neighbor, but this is what I believe God teaches on the issue. To him, there's absolutely no difference, and anyone who's even kind of remotely in that camp needs to get blasted with the bully terminating machine.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, March the 13th. Soundbite number 3, Pastor Hans Feeney, responding to gay activist Dan Savage's anti-bullying bullying. The winner of the LPR bundle package this week is Trevor. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send the LPR bundle package to you. Thanks to everybody who voted. Now, we've already got listeners registered for this summer's Making the Case conference from, it's a long list, from Canada, from Alabama, California, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma, Texas, my home state, Utah, and Wisconsin. And that's with just a little bit more than 100 attendees. We got that many states covered so far of people who have registered already. But attendance is limited to 400 people this year. You get to hear Dr. Paul Meyer, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, Jonathan Fisk, Chris Rosebro, Will Whedon, and Dr. David Menton. The Issues Etc. Making the Case conference is Friday, June the 19th and Saturday, June the 20th in Collinsville, Illinois. That's about 15 miles east of St. Louis. The registration fee is $100. You can register by going to the Making the Case logo at issuesetc.org or just call us 618-223-8385. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on the widow's mite in Mark chapter 12. Well, it's quite true, isn't it? A society that has, in the name of tolerance, become completely and utterly intolerant. In the name of saying, let us tolerate one another and everyone's ideas, live and let live, well, all it's done is turned the tables. All it's done is reversed the roles. A society that decries bullying has basically become a bullying society. And have you ever noticed that as the tables have been turned, and this shouldn't surprise a single Christian listening, the tables have been turned against Christianity. That shouldn't surprise us. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and lay people worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy promotes confessional Lutheran theology through conferences, scholarly exchanges, and publications like Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up for their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Clayton from Zion Lutheran Church of Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion is a congregation firmly grounded in God's grace given in the Word and Sacraments, where we treasure the timeless beauty of the liturgy. Zion is also a vibrant, young, family-friendly congregation where you would be warmly welcomed. Zion is located at 101 South Railway Street in Muscoota, Illinois, and we would love to share God's gifts of grace with you. For more information, please visit our website at zionmuscoota.com.
Do you wish your Lutheran school offered Latin, Greek, or logic? What about German or calculus? Right now, local Lutheran schools in two different states are utilizing Wittenberg Academy to expand their course offerings. Whether it's Latin for third graders or logic for seniors in high school, Wittenberg Academy can help. For your homeschooler or for your brick-and-mortar Lutheran school, we have solutions. To find out more, visit wittenbergacademy.org.
We now have 7 Spanish language transcripts of Issues Etc. that you can download for free.
Ahora tenemos 7 transcripciones en español de Issues Etc. que se puede descargar gratis.
These broadcast transcripts cover the 6 chief parts of Luther's Small Catechism and include a teaching on why do bad things happen.
Estas transcripciones cubren las 6 partes principales del Catecismo Pequeño de Lutero e incluyen una enseñanza que se llama ¿Por qué pasan las malas cosas?
Guests include Matt Harrison, Peter Bender, and Carl Fickenscher.
Los invitados incluyen Matt Harrison, Peter Bender, y Carl Fickenscher.
You can download and print these Spanish transcripts for free. Just go to issuesetc.org and click Publications.
Se puede descargar e imprimir estas transcripciones en español gratis. Solo vaya a issuesetc.org y haz clic en publicaciones.